The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring any bread along, except for one loaf. They had none with them in the boat. So when Jesus instructed them, "Keep your eyes open, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod," they concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. Aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you suppose that it is because you have no bread? Do you still not see or comprehend? Are your minds completely blinded? Have you eyes but no sight, ears but no hearing? Do you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for 5,000, how many baskets of fragments you gathered up?" They answered, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full hampers of fragments did you collect?" They answered, 7. He said to them again, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus, the divine teacher, teaches by way of parables and figures. Beware, for example, of the yeast of the Pharisees, because this manner of teaching requires an act of faith from the very beginning, an act of humility by which the hearer opens themselves up to the grace that is contained within the words. And our Lord upbraids his disciples because they mistake him for his statement, thinking that he made the statement about being aware of the yeast of the Pharisees because they had brought no bread, which is fairly irrelevant to anything that our Lord had actually spoken. But he wanted them to enter into his words and to meditate upon them, to bring them into their bring those words into their hearts and let them bear fruit from within with an act of faith, believing that everything that the Lord said had tremendous significance, had the power to change their lives. Our Lord elsewhere uses the figure of yeast being used in the baking of bread when he talks about the kingdom of God being like yeast being kneaded by a woman into a measure of flour. But there, of course, the yeast is being used in a very positive way, that the yeast there is small. It seems insignificant. If you baked bread, you know, it doesn't seem like the yeast would actually do anything, and yet it changes the nature of the whole loaf and transforms it, makes it something beautiful and tasty and worthy of being consumed. And that particular figure, the yeast is faith. Our act of humility, our assent to God, and our openness to his grace, which totally makes the word of God something alive and active. If we don't have faith and we read the scriptures, and we approach it with a skeptical point of view and a closed mind, it falls on soil that is no good, and it dies immediately. And so our Lord, you know, uses the figure in a positive way in one passage of sacred scripture, but here he's using it in a very negative way. He says, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees," because the yeast of the Pharisees also transforms the dough. It completely changes the nature of the thing that it's attached to, but in this kind of yeast is insincerity and corruption, a lack of faith and bad will. In fact, St. Paul in his writings speaks of our Pasch and that we should enter into it through the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So he also uses the figure of yeast in a very negative sense. And so our Lord is asking us to be humble and to approach the sacred scriptures and his preaching, his truth, his message to us in a very humble way, and on the basis of good faith and sincerity, opening the door to our Lord and recognizing that he's saying these things because there's all kinds of things in our lives that we have to change. A lot of times people today say, you know, we presume sometimes, you know, I'm pretty good. I haven't killed anybody. You know, I think I'm doing a pretty good job and I'm comfortable with the way I'm going in my life. Instead of being like the humble man, you know, next to the Pharisee, the publican in the church, saying, I'm an unworthy sinner, that's the way we should approach the scriptures and the voice of the Lord in our lives, not presuming anything, but saying, Lord, you know, here I am, I'm listening, what do you want me to do? What is there in my life that I can change? How can I transform my life and make it more acceptable to you? How can I give you more? How can I love you as you deserve? How can I transform my life and make it more pleasing to you? So Our Lady is like that woman who needs the yeast into the dough and transforms the whole thing, making it something beautiful for God. It is indeed faith and humility. And we turn to her and to Saint Joseph. We pray, we celebrate this holy sacrifice in honor of Saint Joseph today, and we ask our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph to make us sincere and humble and of good faith and willing to confront the grace of God in our lives and continually work to become holier, to be more pleasing to the Lord, to give up the things that we know offend God and our attachments in our lives, so that we might truly be more pleasing to Him. Our Lord is challenging us, and hopefully we'll not have to say day in and day out, do you still not understand? And may He say instead, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord.